Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Have some special guests in the studio with us, Tom and Mary Willigully from Madison. And the reason I asked Tom and Mary to come in because, well, it's kind of long overdue, but because of the pandemic and stuff. But Tom and Mary ran the concession stands at Madison Memorial Baseball Field for over 20 years, maybe 25 years, guys, you think?
Somewhere in between there. We never really kept count.
Yeah, right. Well, I asked them to come in because I thought I think they would have a lot of stories to tell running a concession stand for 25 years, right, Tom?
That's right.
Hey, that's a big commitment, isn't it, to be there every night during the summer for baseball. Of course, the history of baseball in Madison is rich, goes way back. And Tom and Mary, appreciate what you've done over the years running a concession stand. Let's talk about how it all got started, Tom. How did it get started? How did you get involved in the concession stand? Were you a baseball player?
No, that's what Bart always said. How did you ever get involved in this when you don't have anything to do with baseball? It got going with Harold Hansen and Les Swanger from the VF and the Legion 20 years ago. They started it because they wanted a concession stand down there. The high school played their games. They had their concessions in football and all that. Well, then Harold and Les ran it for 2 or 3 years, and then Les got into some health issues, and he quit. And then Harold asked me if I was interested in helping him out, and that's where it started. We were in that old little concession stand off to the one side there, a little wooden one. We'd go in there in the spring, and the weeds would grow up through the floors. And
But where was that located at then?
Oh, it was probably a little bit south of there.
Okay. Near where the current
one is. Not too far
is.
Where it is. But
yeah. I don't think too many people realize that the high school football field used to be down there. Mm-hmm. Yep. So where was the...
And this was the same concession stand they used for football and everything
Well,
there.
Football was under the grandstand. If you walked into that one area, you could see that you could open that one corner. Okay. That's where that was there. So. So anyway, we got into it with that, and Harold and I ran it for quite a few years, and then Harold decided he had enough of it, and then Mary came down one night
to recruited
help.
Your wife.
I did.
Did she fight it at first?
No, actually, it was either go help or don't see him for months, you know.
Yeah. So that's how it got started. What year was that, do you know? Way back?
Oh, yeah. It's got to be 20-plus years.
In the 90s, for sure. I always base this on Brandon Hill.
Okay.
He was a baby when I started going.
Oh.
So, you know, he's, you know, grown up now.
Yeah, he's not a baby anymore.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's how you
That's how
your
I remember
time.
When I started, yes.
Okay, that's good.
That's all we had was Legion and VF. That's all we took care of because the Mallards were not playing earlier at that time. You know, they only got got to go again when, I don't know, 15 years ago, I think Brian Fernall's and Darby Biragon got that organized again.
Yep.
So then we picked up the Mallards, and then we got the Legion VF Mallards, and I did some of the summer rec stuff. Just, you know, wherever there was time to make money, I'd go down there and sit during the day.
Yeah, so the proceeds go to... It's been different over the years?
Well, most of them went back into baseball. What we made, we split between the teams that we were, you know, working for that year. They had enough to buy baseballs.
Okay.
Which are not cheap.
That's right. Yeah. Not anymore, that's for sure.
At the end, or the high school team would get the biggest share because they did the biggest crowds, you know. Okay. So,
yeah.
But we tried to divide it up so everybody got a little bit out of it,
So take us through, what are the job responsibilities of running a concession stand for baseball in the summer?
Well, I'd have to go down
to
there.
Get the food, you buy the food, you get the food.
Or has it been different over the years? I ordered it through a grocery house, most of it, and then I would be down there at a 5 o'clock game. You had to get down there at least by 3 and start cooking things and getting it ready. That was people don't realize you don't just go down there and open the door and start selling. You got a little prep work to do, but
got the grill to get started.
Yeah, we didn't. We got to the end there. We didn't grill very much anymore. It was all pre-cooked food.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's changed from when you first started till now? What's changed?
When I first started going, hot dogs were in a square electric frying pan. just hot dogs and water.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think we even did brats then. It was hot dogs and candy and pop, pretty much.
And popcorn.
As we got going, every year we tried to introduce something new. If it didn't work, it didn't come back.
Okay.
We tried nachos one summer.
Didn't work.
Tried having chili for chili dogs. Didn't work.
Oh, really? That didn't work?
No.
Wow, you think chili dogs would work?
Yeah, you would think. But no, and tried peanuts one year. They didn't go. But sunflower seeds always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for sure. You did some grilling, though, didn't you? Didn't you start to grill up?
Brats.
Yeah, we used to do a lot. We'd grill all that, the brats, and then we had that hot dog roller we bought towards the end there. That was always, it worked pretty good.
The best brats were when David Roth still had his meat market, and we'd get the brats from there.
Okay, yeah. Well, being a sports broadcaster, of course, I saw you guys quite a bit when I do games up above you guys. Mm-hmm. And I tasted the brats just about every day, didn't I, Tom?
Oh, yeah.
You grilled them up for me, and Mary would hand them up to me.
Yeah. Yep.
That was just before you got to the end of the game. You saved me a brat.
Save me a brat. You holler down. So, how about prices on concessions food? Basically,
I suppose earlier those hot dogs are probably like 50 to 75 cents for a hot dog.
Well, and the same with the pop. That's gone up a lot since
pop
we started.
We had,
but I don't remember what
cups.
We started at.
We didn't have bottles at the time. We had in the draft type pop. So
Let's talk about baseball a little bit. Do you remember any baseball game? Any baseball games stand out in your mind? Or
we never got
crowd,
to watch
big crowds
a lot.
Yeah, you didn't watch a lot.
But a lot of the year that. They went to the state, the high school team. Those were good games. Nice crowds down there, exciting games.
2012, then.
Yeah, they were fun to watch.
Okay.
One of my favorite memories is when Harold and Emily were still coming down and working concessions, and we were in the new concession stand, and the grandson, Isaac Hansen, was playing, and he hit a foul ball over the concession stand and into Harold's windshield.
His own grandson?
Grandpa's window.
Yeah.
That was a good memory, Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a lot of foul balls, isn't there?
Yes.
So when you got a foul ball, you return it to the concession stand. What did you do, pay them out?
I think when I started, it was like a dime a ball. And when we were done, it was either a freezy or a quarter.
Well, we were given dimes, and they wouldn't go get them anymore for a dime. So we went to a quarter, and we got a little better.
What are some of the favorite foods, or what's the most popular thing at the Madison concession stand, would you say, over the years selling?
I'll be the hamburgers.
Hamburgers?
And then brats, and then hot dogs.
The kids, what are the kids like?
The burgers really went well.
Yeah, everybody wanted burgers.
The burgers and the hot dogs. Brats, you know, they went, but
I'd make a roaster of those every night. They come 40 in a box, and I'd make a roaster of 40. And usually we couldn't make it through the night. We'd be out.
Okay.
Give them something else.
I remember when I first moved to town, 4th of July, you know, the Mallards were down there, town team ball. And, you know, even after the Mallards disbanded, you know, the 4th of July were big games down there, huge crowds.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, there used to be 1,000 people down, 1,200 people down there.
Yeah.
So, what made you come back year after year for 25-some years? What made you? What did you like about it? You must have liked it.
Well, it was fun to do, but nobody else wanted the job. We would have our meeting in the spring, and I'd say to Bart, I need your schedule, and I need this schedule, and then I could start arranging, you know. And that's what we did every year, and finally I hear about,
COVID.
5 years we've been out of there.
Four, maybe.
We just decided that's enough. Somebody else can do it.
You know, I would work all day, leave for work a little after 7 in the morning, and come home and go directly down to baseball. And a lot of times when they played the doubleheaders, we wouldn't get done till, we got so we would close at 9:30 or 10 because I had to go home.
Yeah, that's a long day,
Because it was
Mary.
A long day.
Yeah. Yep. I noticed you always brought a book with sometimes, though.
I did. There were quiet times, and I might get a page or two in. And you know, then we had all the young kids would come in, and we had different ones that ran scoreboard for us.
Oh, okay.
Helpers
in the concession stand. That's a
not too much in the concession stand. Most of them were upstairs.
You were in charge of that, too?
Well, kind of. But they'd come and run the the scoreboard.
Had to watch, so he didn't have about 8-10 of them up there.
Okay.
And then they get a free pop and a hot dog, because they knew that they'd get free food if they did that, too. But they did a good job.
Yeah. It's been a lot of long time there, 25 years, to work concessions in the summer. Sometimes it'd be pretty hot, the weather. Let's talk about the weather.
Oh.
There'd be times in the spring there we'd bring our grill in from outside and bring it in there and start it up. It'd be so cold in there.
Yeah, freeze in the spring and
in
roast
summer,
in the summer.
Hot.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And tournament weekends were always tough. Cool. And they'd always be hot. I don't remember what year is, but one weekend we had tournaments, and there were at least a couple players that ended up going up to the hospital with heat exhaustion.
Those are the ones you start. You'd be there at 7 in the morning getting ready. Bart would be out working on the field. And usually we'd get a
couple people that would volunteer to help, and we'd at least get an hour or two off to go home and cool off and rest and then come back.
That's a lot of commitment. Sometimes you guys were down there 3-4 nights a week and then
sometimes
do the weekend.
Five or six
nights. Then do the weekend, too.
Yeah,
that's the way we'd put everything on a calendar so we know where the game is. Or you get to that week and say, we got 1, 2, 3, 4 games this week or something.
But it was a short season. You know, once we picked up the high school, that added more. But usually by the end of June, you're pretty much done. And then you get into the town team
playoffs.
Might
add a playoff game here.
Yeah.
But it's pretty intense there for a while.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to talk about that you wanted to mention that come off top of your head there? I know a lot of improvements have been made at the ball field in Madison.
Oh, yes.
Tremendous.
A lot of other people have put a lot of time in getting the field ready, like you mentioned Bart and Dick Newman. A lot of people. Anybody
else? Well, that's what you got to have in a small community. You got to have people just to work and just to do it because you like to do it.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Tom and Mary, for all the years of working that concession stand.
You bet.
Sorry that the pandemic blew it in here. We kind of a little delay of recognizing you guys.
Our retiring actually worked pretty well. I think we retired, and there was one summer that we didn't do concession. Then the pandemic hit, so there was really nothing for a while anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, you have children there, so talk. Yes. I mean, that did that interfere, or did that?
Kids were, I think Brian was still in high school when we started.
Okay.
And then gone. So, no. The last few years, though, it made it tough because then you want to go down and see your grandkids play.
Oh, there you go.
You can't get down for all of that you want to see.
Right. All right. Tom, Mary, thanks for coming in and talking concessions. And once again, thank you so much for your service to the Madison baseball.
Thanks for having us
in. Thank you.
Yep. Tom and Mary Willigully, 25, we're not exactly sure how many years, right?
No, not exactly sure.
20 for sure.
20, well, we'll say 25, Tom, how's that? All right, thanks, guys.